高考模拟试卷十二。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. It's the latest style and quite popular among young people, don't you think so?
Yes, I know, and I like it very much. I will take it.
Question, what's the possible relationship between the man and the woman? Two, we will have our midterm exam next week. I plan to look for some important books and study at the library. Do you want to join me?
Sure. I need to return some books. They are due today.
Question, what does the man mean according to the conversation?
Three. Wow, what's the hold up?
Actually, people around come to Costco for goods on weekends.
Question, what can we learn from the conversation? Four. This is my first time to come to a Chinese restaurant, and I like spicy food.
Generally speaking, Cantonese food is a bit light. Shanghai food is rather oily, and Hunan dishes are very spicy, having a strong and hot taste.
Question, what kind of food do you think the man will choose? Five. By the way, how long is this cell phone guaranteed?
Here is your receipt. You can refund it in 7 days and exchange it in 1 year.
Question, where is this conversation most likely to take place?
Six. It's a wonderful game. There are a lot of new characters in it.
Oh, I know what you mean, but now I'm addicted to it.
Question, what can we learn from the conversation?
Seven. Let's cross here, okay?
You're kidding. We'll never make it across in one piece. Let's cross at the light.
Question. What does the woman mean according to the conversation?
Eight. I really did. I started thinking about what I wanted to say 3 weeks ago.
You have finished your paper? Well, you worked hard on it.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
9. Excuse me, where's the closest ATM?
It's not that far. Do you see that yellow building next to the convenience store?
Question. What's the man going to do according to the conversation?
10. Is Jack still doing nothing every day?
Oh no. After his father died, he set his hand to the job of putting his business affairs in order.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Tomatoes are the second most eaten vegetable in the United States, following potatoes. People eat $60 billion worth worldwide every year, which is a lot. But how should tomatoes be stored in your kitchen? Chefs and Italians have long left tomatoes at room temperature, while some safety-minded types use the refrigerator. Now a new study determines what the best practices are for storage. The researchers at a university grew a variety of tomatoes and then imitated consumers' storage practices. Once they arrived at home, the tomatoes were stored either in the refrigerator or at room temperature, and then evaluated by a dozen experienced food experts. It doesn't matter. No significant differences in flavor were found between refrigerator-stored and counter-stored tomatoes. What matters is how long the tomato is at your house, the variety of the tomato, and the temperature of your refrigerator. And you should eat them within 4 days. The shorter the storage period, the better it is for the flavor, says a doctor in agricultural sciences. Make sure to pay attention to the temperature, as previous studies have shown harmful effects of storing tomatoes at 39 degrees Fahrenheit. In short, for tasty tomatoes, buy tomatoes that taste good, store wherever you like, and eat them within 4 days. Tomatoes are the second most eaten vegetable in the United States, following potatoes. People eat $60 billion worth worldwide every year, which is a lot. But how should tomatoes be stored in your kitchen? Chefs and Italians have long left tomatoes at room temperature, while some safety-minded types use the refrigerator. Now a new study determines what the best practices are for storage. The researchers at a university grew a variety of tomatoes and then imitated consumers' storage practices. Once they arrived at home, the tomatoes were stored either in the refrigerator or at room temperature, and then evaluated by a dozen experienced food experts. It doesn't matter. No significant differences in flavor were found between refrigerator-stored and counter-stored tomatoes. What matters is how long the tomato is at your house, the variety of the tomato, and the temperature of your refrigerator. And you should eat them within 4 days. The shorter the storage period, the better it is for the flavor, says a doctor in agricultural sciences. Make sure to pay attention to the temperature, as previous studies have shown harmful effects of storing tomatoes at 39 degrees Fahrenheit. In short, for tasty tomatoes, buy tomatoes that taste good, store wherever you like, and eat them within 4 days. Questions. 11. What's the main topic of this passage?
12. According to the passage, what is true about the tomato storage?
13. According to the passage, what is the best practice about tomatoes?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. I personally experienced a very troubled time in my career, and I realized that there are two questions that you really need to ask yourself before taking a new job. It is a bit late for me now, hope it's not so for you. Question 1. Is this job really necessary considering my current financial situation? Whether you are a graduate who is looking for a job or a working person considering changing jobs, this question is very important. Do not just consider the issue from the single dimension of wages. Higher salaries do not always guarantee a better position. First, does the high salary of this position come from the accumulation of repetitive labor? Second, is this position beneficial to your career development? After all, career is a matter of path planning. Every job you do should be a stepping stone. You should step on the right stone at the right time, instead of always choosing the larger ones. Question 2. What do other people think? Although looking for a job is your own business, it's a good idea to ask other people's opinions. After all, each person's professional background and focus of attention is different. And the way we analyze problems is different too. Ask other people what they think, and they may lead you to see a whole new perspective. This includes not only asking your friends and family, but also searching the internet. Listen to what people in the industry have said, and what the former employees of the company have said. Sometimes this can change your outlook completely. I personally experienced a very troubled time in my career, and I realized that there are two questions that you really need to ask yourself before taking a new job. It is a bit late for me now. Hope it's not so for you. Question 1. Is this job really necessary considering my current financial situation? Whether you are a graduate who is looking for a job or a working person considering changing jobs, this question is very important. Do not just consider the issue from the single dimension of wages. Higher salaries do not always guarantee a better position. First, does the high salary of this position come from the accumulation of repetitive labour? Second, is this position beneficial to your career development? After all, career is a matter of path planning. Every job you do should be a stepping stone. You should step on the right stone at the right time, instead of always choosing the larger ones. Question 2. What do other people think? Although looking for a job is your own business, it's a good idea to ask other people's opinions. After all, each person's professional background and focus of attention is different, and the way we analyze problems is different too. Ask other people what they think, and they may lead you to see a whole new perspective. This includes not only asking your friends and family, but also searching the internet. Listen to what people in the industry have said, and what the former employees of the company have said. Sometimes this can change your outlook completely. Questions 14. According to the passage, what is true about your taking a new job?
15. Why is it a good idea to ask others' opinions before taking a new job?
16. Which of the following is not the author's preference according to the passage?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Hi, what year are you in?
Right now I am in my fourth year in the university.
Okay, so you've been here for a while.
Just one more semester here.
This is your last semester?
Yep, and then I'll be graduating. So it's terrible heading into the real world, the adult world.
Yeah, you mean you have to find a job?
Exactly, yeah. That's a little bit stressful as well.
Are you worried about that?
Finding a job? Right now I do have a job when I graduate from the university. Luckily it's something that I'm interested in at a consulting firm. So that's solving problems for different types of businesses.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, what about yourself? What are some of your interests? Are you worried about anything when you graduate?
Well, I haven't really been... I'm trying not to think about now because I still have so many years left. I'm thinking of taking English literature and then, eventually, becoming a teacher, teaching in high school. But there's a long way to go.
Got it. I know that when a lot of university students graduate, they go job hunting, or even in their third or fourth year. You're in the clear for now.
Yeah, for now. I'll save the stressing for later.
Exactly. Have you ever overcome a fear?
Yeah, it's similar to what you were talking about. After high school, I went to Barcelona to study design, and I was only 19, living in a foreign country. The university wasn't really good. They promised us an English class, but they didn't speak English, so we wouldn't understand anything. So at last I went back to Norway to finish my study instead.
And how do you like the change?
Yeah, it was much easier. It wasn't stressful at all, really. Yeah, so it kind of made me more accustomed to the university life.
Got it. That's very good.
Hi, what year are you in?
Right now I am in my fourth year in the university.
Okay, so you've been here for a while.
Just one more semester here.
This is your last semester?
Yep, and then I'll be graduating. So it's terrible heading into the real world, the adult world.
Yeah, You mean you have to find a job?
Exactly, yeah. That's a little bit stressful as well.
Are you worried about that?
Finding a job? Right now, I do have a job when I graduate from the university. Luckily, it's something that I'm interested in at a consulting firm. So that's solving problems for different types of businesses.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, what about yourself? What are some of your interests? Are you worried about anything when you graduate?
Well, I haven't really been... I'm trying not to think about now because I still have so many years left. I'm thinking of taking English literature and then, eventually, becoming a teacher, teaching in high school. But there's a long way to go.
Got it. I know that when a lot of university students graduate, they go job hunting, or even in their third or fourth year. You're in the clear for now.
Yeah, for now. I'll save the stressing for later.
Exactly. Have you ever overcome a fear?
Yeah, it's similar to what you were talking about. After high school, I went to Barcelona to study design, and I was only 19, living in a foreign country. The university wasn't really good. Yeah, it's similar to what you were talking about. After high school, I went to Barcelona to study design, and I was only 19, living in a foreign country. The university wasn't really good. They promised us an English class, but they didn't speak English, so we wouldn't understand anything. So at last I went back to Norway to finish my study instead.
And how do you like the change?
Yeah, it was much easier. It wasn't stressful at all, really. Yeah, so it kind of made me more accustomed to the university life.
Got it. That's very good.
Questions. 17. According to the conversation, what's the woman worried about?
18. Which of the following is true according to the conversation?
19. Why didn't the man like to study in Barcelona?
20. Why does the woman say, "You're in the clear for now," to the man?